People marched for freedom and people marched for equality, and they added something called standards to our flag. Now it's up to you to not only live up to those standards and honor the sacrifice, but add something to the flag. Semper Fidelis.
Folks, hope you have time to reflect on the sacrifices made for our freedom today, Memorial Day. Our focus will be on Trump's brilliant moves made at the Libertarian gathering recently. It is absolutely stunning, filled with emotion and chess moves only President Trump can make. We will catch huge comms from Dan Scavino and also see how the Nevada Supreme Court stood up for our freedoms. And some more on some folks that have been damaged with the jabs. And a special video at the end showing us as warriors in the spiritual warfare that we're involved in every day. Here we go. Well, folks, I want to remind you, August 11th through 18th, 2024, we are going to have a great time on board a ship heading to Alaska for 7 days. We're going to have a wonderful time and beautiful scenery on this 5-star ship with the Holland America. It's a high-class cruise ship. Folks, you don't want to miss it. I've been on one of these boats with Holland America, and I'm telling you, it is classy. It is very quiet. It is calm. It is not something that you would think would be very loud. You'll just really enjoy the time. The rooms are wonderful. The food is tremendous. And every day, I'd go out 8 in the morning, sit down, and have this perfect breakfast laid out for me. And when we pulled into port, we'd get off and just enjoy ourselves. And that was on the Bahamas side, I believe. But you will not regret a thing heading out to join us as we have a blast together, joining with other And We Know fans on this beautiful journey. I hope that you guys would come, listen to the music, comedy, other folks that we've had that we've interviewed. We're going to bring them up and have conversations. You'll be able to watch me put together a 1-hour show, so you'll see exactly how I do that on a small little laptop. It's going to be pretty cool, and we're going to have time to greet each other and have Q&A time, so hope you join us. That's August 11th through the 18th. Please sign up at andweknow.com in that description box below today. So I wanted to show you this to kick everything off about that Bronx rally. Something significant with that rally that didn't realize I wanted to play now.
In the summer of 1980, candidate Ronald Reagan went to the South Bronx to campaign. Guess where? It was only 2 blocks from Crotona Park, where Donald Trump is scheduled to rally tonight. Reagan criticized the hapless Jimmy Carter for failing to revitalize urban areas, comparing the South Bronx to London after World War II. Donald Trump has also said many times in his campaign against Joe Biden that if elected president again, he intends to revitalize the cities, do enterprise zones, lower taxes, liberating small minority-owned businesses from the Biden burdens of regulatory red tape, a new era of law and order, including closing the catastrophic border, illegal immigration problem, and backing school choice. Now, Reagan, back in that summer of 1980, blasted Carter for hyperinflation and promised to deregulate oil and slash tax rates. He did. And oil prices crashed and the economy soared. Trump will be blasting Biden tonight over high inflation and has promised to restore drill, baby, drill in order to bring down high energy prices and conquer inflation. Both Reagan and Trump pledged to make America strong again at home and abroad. Mr. Reagan carried New York by 3 percentage points in his 44-state landslide in 1980, and in 1984, he carried New York by 9 points in his 49-state Uber landslide. Now, I have no idea if Mr. Trump can carry New York, but I do know he's only down 9 points in a recent poll compared to a 23-point loss back in 2020. I also know that Mr. Trump's rally in the South Bronx tonight is sending a message nationwide. It's a shot across the country that his Working Men's Coalition, based on the economy, crime, and immigration, is going to be making huge inroads into the Biden Democrats' old-time minority coalition, just like Reagan did. All right. That's the riff tonight.
Ready for another Reagan? He took 49 states, I believe. I believe that President Trump's going to take them all, especially working hard in places that you'd think you'd never go, especially with the libertarians. It was amazing. Check out, we're going to go through several clips, but here's the beginning clip for you.
Well, thank you very much, everybody, and thank you, Angela, for that introduction. And I am truly honored to be invited here tonight as the first president in American history to address the Libertarian National Convention. Great honor.
Yeah, great honor while folks are screaming and yelling. That was somewhere in there, but wanted to show you before he got up. This Dave Smith, comedian, got up and he wanted folks to know, hey, President Trump's going to be entering the scene soon. And he knew it was going to be pretty tense because a lot of these guys didn't really want him around, supposedly. And they kicked out the MAGA folks. Didn't kick them out, but kicked them off of the front, I believe 5 or 6 rows of the report that we were getting. And said, nope, you're not going to be up front. We're going to take your spot. And so tensions were rising. People were fighting with each other. There was a lot of stuff going on. I could show you some of those clips. But bottom line is, it was pretty loud. And here's the comic getting up to let everybody know why President Trump's coming and why it's a big deal.
Libertarian Party. Here's my message to the libertarians here. The former president of the United States of America and the current frontrunner to be the next president is here to talk to you. We are not a bunch of college leftist sissies. We believe in free speech. So be respectful.
Oh, how about that, huh? It's making a comparison with folks that are not so nice. He's telling them, you don't behave like that.
I'm not telling you have to agree with him, and I'm not telling you have to cheer for him. But we're not having like Jordan Peterson at Berkeley event here. And the message we're sending to the world is not that we can't handle ideas that we disagree with. We are libertarians. We are constantly surrounded by ideas that we disagree with. We're in Washington, D.C., for God's sake. And here's my message to the Donald Trump.
How about that, huh? Let them know. Don't forget who you are. And here's some more clips. Libertarians should pick President Trump.
A great libertarian who may very well be in the room right now, I believe. But he's a great libertarian. D. Roy Murdoch, who I've become friends with through his writings in the American Spectator and numerous other places, wrote an article yesterday in which he mentions just some of the things that make me a libertarian without even trying to be one. That's nice. D. Roy wrote, Donald J. Trump will address the Libertarian Party at its national convention on Saturday. The Libertarian Party should nominate Trump for President of the United States. Whoa. That's nice.
Look at that smile. Oh, yeah. The boos, the cheers, the excitement. A lot of energy in that room. And basically, he continues with a couple of clips I'll show you here. Just really good at as he plays chess. Make some big moves, and you will be shocked how he stops them from booing.
Great honor. A lot of people ask why I came to speak at this Libertarian convention, and you know, it's an interesting question, isn't it? But we're gonna have a lot of fun. been indicted by the government on 91 different things. So if I wasn't a libertarian before, I sure as hell am a libertarian now.
I've been indicted like crazy. So that makes me a libertarian. You guys understand? Oh, yeah. And he continues with some amazing points. Let's go with this.
And we believe that we do not have a free country if we do not have free speech, and very strongly believe that. We stand opposed to government tyranny in all of its many forms. We are opposed to a government that spies on political campaigns. I wonder who that might be. Like they did on me, spies on the American people, censors us, and crushes the rights of its own citizens, which the Biden administration does. We want government out of our business, out of our wallets, and out of our lives. That's what we want. We believe that Marxism is an evil doctrine straight from the ashes of hell. Having Marxism in our government is intolerable, and teaching it to our children is considered to us child abuse. We believe that the job of the United States military is not to wage endless regime change wars around the globe, senseless wars. The job of the United States military is to defend America from attack and invasion here at home. We believe that property rights are fundamental to a free society, and that Joe Biden's rampant inflation is a monstrous theft from the American people. It's a theft. We believe that the greatest threat to our country is not from enemies abroad. It's the tyrants, communists, fascists, and thugs attacking our rights and liberties from within. And above all else, we live by the words of the great American patriot Patrick Henry: give me liberty or give me death.
Oh, yeah. How could he complain with that? He's just letting them have it through all that screaming and yelling. And check out what happens as he continues with the folks gaining their, basically, their approval.
Our rights and freedoms have never been more in danger than they are right now. That is why I have come to extend a hand of friendship to ask for your partnership to defeat communism, defeat Marxism, and defeat crooked Joe Biden, who is destroying our country. He's destroying our country. We can be libertarian or anything else. This man is destroying our country.
You hear that? They're screaming, "We want Trump, we want Trump, we want Trump." And the tide is turning. Brilliant moves being made. We can't give Biden four more years. Check out he enters this one right after that, okay? Here we go.
And by the way, why isn't Joe Biden here speaking to you tonight?
Oh.
You know why isn't he? Because he can't put two sentences together. That's why he's not here. The fact is, we should not be fighting each other. If Joe Biden gets back in, there will be no more liberty for anyone in our country. Combined with us in a partnership, we're asking that of the libertarians. We must work together. Combine with us. You have to combine with us. We cannot give crooked Joe Biden four more years. We cannot give crooked Joe Biden four more.
Of course, libertarians don't want to hear that. You have to combine with us. No, no, we're libertarians. We're never going to join together with you guys. We know how it works. And so then he throws this in there.
Isn't it opposition? Takes away the bank accounts of U.S. citizens as an extra form of punishment, persecutes Christians and patriotic parents, and is currently trying to put the leading candidate for president in jail. That happens to be me. While imposing a strict gag order in order to keep me from talking about their crimes and their unconstitutional acts. They want to get rid of the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, due process, the right to a fair trial, and the right to counsel, all the while pushing wealth confiscation and waging endless and unnecessary wars all over the globe. Anyone can talk about defending freedom, but I've actually put everything on the line to resist these despots and these thugs.
Yes. Put everything on the line to resist the despots and the thugs. And you'd think that everyone would be happy with that, but no, there's still some boos. But wait till we get to the part where everyone agrees with them on a specific point. We'll get to that in a moment. Wanted to share with you first how amazing it is that we have gotten the support of those that are looking for ways to make our life much better and healthier. Well, you guys know LTPetClub247.com. They have done just that. Many of you have joined in and realized these are making a huge difference in many, many lives. And well, they've got now Enforce gummies. That's right. They've got gummies now. Immune system support. Coriolis versicolor with PSP and PSK. Non-GMO, vegan, and kosher. Made in the USA. All natural ingredients. Tastes delicious, and it's safe for kids. And so this one right here, discover the power of nature with their latest innovation, the Enforce gummies, infused with the immune-supporting mushroom. Perfect for the whole family. These gummies are safe for kids and for the healthiest choice on the market, free from corn syrup, artificial dyes, and any GMOs. That's right. They're proud to offer a product that is not only vegan and kosher, but also made in USA. Highest quality standards, you know, around. We use the most potent strain of Coriolis mushroom, and we add a fresh raspberry puree, giving these gummies a burst of flavor so you can enjoy the benefits of this mushroom in a fun, effective, and absolutely delicious way. So all you have to do is go below this video, ltpetclub247.com. Click on that bad boy and you will get amazing results. I'm telling you folks, many, if you pause your screen, you'll see, have written in to tell their stories of the great things that have happened when taking this LTPetClub247.com. Now back to President Trump.
I took on the military-industrial complex. I broke the stranglehold on neocons and warmongers on the Republican Party.
Did you hear that? He took on the neocons and the warmongers in the Republican Party. One of those, of course, was No Name. You guys remember McCain? Many believe that he had this, you know, according to the public, he had this wonderful funeral, and he's this guy that, you know, came from prisoner war camp, and he told us all the things he told us. But I tell you what, if we went in detail back through everything about him, we were in shock to see videos even of him meeting in Ukraine years ago with the South Carolina guy. Letting folks know that, hey, we've got your back. You know, you guys are going to go to war with Russia, and we're going to make sure we take care of you. Like, really? You want to push war again? And then next thing you know, we see him in pictures with those that he shouldn't be pictured with. And then the funeral played out, and we all started waking up and realizing, wait a minute. And then we saw the video clips, which I played over and over again, of folks who said he was taken out. Probably for treason.
And instead of war, I made peace in the Middle East, something nobody thought was possible, and dealt with Kim Jong-un of North Korea, where a nuclear war was guaranteed to start in a very short period of time if Hillary Clinton became president. You know, that would.
If Hillary Clinton became president, we would have been in nuclear war with Korea. And we went through that back then in detail, and we started discovering things about. What was the Google guy, the guy that was running Google, all of a sudden he stepped down, right? What was he doing over there? And we had a picture of him with North Korea computers. We had pictures of headquarters of three-letter agencies in North Korea, that shape of a rabbit, and we were told, follow the rabbit, right? And we start going, huh, who was really controlling North Korea. And then we saw Kim Jong-un as he smiled after President Trump came to visit, and he took 17 steps, crossed the DMZ, 17 steps together, Kim Jong-un, and then turned around. 17's Q. Comms for us. And we noticed that there seemed to be a hop, skip, and a jump with that guy, almost like he was tied down and he was being told what to do, and all of a sudden he had freedom. We started learning a lot about things that were set up as psyops for our minds to believe certain things had to happen or certain enemies were out there. And we've been slowly waking up, haven't we?
Been a nuclear war 100%.
Not 99%, 100%.
And you would have never had the October 7th attack in Israel. Would have never happened. And the attack in Ukraine by Russia would never, ever have happened. Wouldn't have happened. Hundreds of thousands and even millions of people would be living today. I unbound the United States from globalist agreements that surrendered our sovereignty. I withdrew from the Paris Accord.
The Paris Accord. Remember that? Collecting all of our money. We were the ones giving the most, I believe, the United States of America, but others were, you know, they're giving from other countries too. And you start realizing these scams that they're running on us, scaring us to make us believe that we've got to have this Paris climate agreement because the world's falling apart. They've been telling us that for, what, decades? Nothing's happening. Yet these folks that are telling us that we need to join the Paris Agreement, they buy these big $5 to $10 million homes next to the ocean.
I withdrew from the anti-gun UN arms treaty, and I withdrew from the corrupt and very expensive World Health Organization. Not a good thing.
Not a good thing. That was great that he pulled out from WHO, trying to take our sovereignty away and pretend that they have all the rights to tell our country and others what to do with their health, even though they don't have a clue. It's all about control.
I passed the most significant, and this is so important, but I passed the most significant criminal justice reform in history. And perhaps my proudest accomplishment is to have exposed the depth of corruption in the Washington swamp. Thanks to me, the entire world knows that the deep state is real and the lamestream media is fake. It's fake.
The lamestream media is fake. He had to remind us over and over again, along with the Intel board, that they get their talking points at 4 a.m. dispersed out to everyone. So they continue to push the PSYOP to everyone to dislike President Trump and support Hillary. Dislike President Trump and support Biden. It's not really working out that well for him, but check out what President Trump says that really gets the crowd going.
And if you vote for me on day one, I will commute the sentence of Ross Ulbricht to a sentence of time served.
Ross Ulbricht, day one, something they were all begging for and had signs up. Free Ross. It's amazing. Taking it back, 2024, says the Bronx and libertarians all in the same week. We are building an unstoppable coalition. Who's next? Janine Clark, MAGA, libertarians. It's going to be a new thing starting tonight. Unbelievable. He is an absolute political genius. President Trump's going to unite libertarians and MAGA. And then breaking, Trump just won over the libertarians that have been booing him by saying, if you vote for me, I'll commute the sentence of Ross Ulbricht. This man is a political genius. Could have said that at the start, but he allowed them to boo him and then cheer for him. Now they're confused because the guy they've been booing is the only one who can fulfill their dream. For all that don't know, some folks were chiming in on who Ross Ulbricht was because I needed to kind of find out too. So I was kind of reading up on some stuff. And there's some different opinions. Some say that Ross Ulbricht is an American serving life imprisonment for creating and operating the darknet market website Silk Road from 2011 until his arrest in 2013. The site operated as a hidden service on the Tor network and facilitated the sale of narcotics and other illegal products and services. Ulbricht ran the site under the pseudonym Dead Pirate Roberts under this fictional character from The Princess Bride. That one's one opinion. Somebody chimed in. If you would get the truth, you would know that he didn't sell narcotics. Others did on his site, so that others actually used his site to do that. Stop reading Democratic lies. Get the real story, says Teresa Nichols. Ross did not deserve to go to prison. Neighbor Kathy said, weird, though, that the Free Ross signs and chants did not greet Robert Kennedy Jr. when he spoke to the crowd the day before. Why only bring the Ross signs, Free Ross signs, when Trump was speaking? That's a good point, Neighbor Kathy. Trying to set up President Trump for a trap or something? Huh. ESVA says, I actually had no idea who he was. I had to look it up and also read here. I'm for Trump all the way, but I don't know if I would pardon that guy. But Democrats are shipping in voters by the millions. So you have to play the way you got to play. And so I want you to see from the side how crazy these guys went when they heard that President Trump said free Ross. Check this out.
The sentence of Ross Ulbricht.
You see the folks jumping up, screaming, yeah, and there's the free Ross signs all over the room. Yeah. That got them going after all the booing, huh? Interesting, because we've got comms out. Here's something played for us. Oh, don't you love it when Dan Scavino posts these? Look at that beautiful water, the scenery, and more. Just love seeing it. I think that's the Blue Angels. All of this playing out, Dan Scavino drops that, and of course, the timing is just impeccable, as usual. Grasshopper jumps on, catches all of this, and we see that at 9:55 next week, boom, boom, boom. Next week, next week, next week. Some are saying that is going to be huge this week. Melanie said it took a lot of courage to stand in front of that baying mob, but he did it. President Trump did it. He literally is going to every group. He's finding some common ground that can be agreed on to unite America, and that is not selling out. That is real leadership. He didn't have to do that conference, the Libertarian Conference, and they thought he would be ambushed, but he took their booze without losing his cool like Joe Biden would have done, and certainly secured the nomination of some libertarians that he wouldn't have without going into the lion's den. He's a tough guy. He's afraid of no one. MAGA 2024. Professor Patriot, what does Trump have to lose by being magnanimous to not very brown Nikki, right? It seems like he kind of made some comments in a nice, polite way that maybe Nikki will be working for us. Yeah, it was kind of strange comments. I don't believe it, but if he does, we'll see what's up. Or campaigning to libertarians or the people in the South Bronx. Not a thing. His MAGA base has proven it is not going anywhere. He's free to significantly widen the base without worrying about losing the faithful. He invites Democrats who love America to join the party. He's made enormous strides with many traditional Democrat voting blocs. This is America versus the clown show Uniparty and their chief clown, Diaper Joe. Sounds a lot like United We Stand. I'm down with that. And if you're wondering how this is playing out for Communist News Network, check out what they had to say.
Look, I think going to the Libertarian Convention was smart. According to Gallup, they represent...
Play this out and cheat in any way possible. Well, here's the goal of citizenship for all illegals from Schumer himself.
Now more than ever, we're short of workers. We have a population that is not reproducing it on its own with the same level that it used to. The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers, and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are.
Yeah, let's bring them in. We need more voters. We need those 11 million votes. We've got to do it now. We've got to do it before this next election. Come on, guys. Jump on board. Oh, they're losing their mind. We're at andweknow.com. Truth, hope, faith, and freedom, folks. You can find many resources there. All of our social media links. You can contact us. Send us your photo with gear on by hitting that contact bar. You can find our videos. You can find us on Rumble and Twitter, BitChute, and more. It's amazing. We've got also a great news site called thepatriotlight.com. thepatriotlight.com. It's in, below the video. You'll find our politics, world news, markets, faith, social news, and resources. We're encouraging you to check that out. And one of the photos we received here recently, speaking of that, hi there, LT, was not sure if this was received. Three generations at our family reunion. Bless all you do. And I believe that's pronounced Dana. Or Dina. Thank you so much. Beautiful ladies wearing the And We Know merch. And a great time to do it. We really appreciate that. Also, just want to let you know we have a big, big sale for Memorial Day. Get free shipping plus take 15% off everything through Monday. Use code MEMORIALDAY15. You don't want to miss out. 15% off on everything, folks, in our store, shop.andweknow.com. And in case you missed it, you can still get a free drawstring flag tote with any purchase. Must use MAYFLAG24. That's the code, MAYFLAG24, while supplies last. Again, that's 15% off of everything through Monday. Memorial Day 15 is the code. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
I think 168,000 votes. 138,000 was it, Tim?
Yeah, 138,000.
You see the same. And see, this makes no sense. This is not even statistically possible where you have linear movement along voting like this. So you have a skyrocket. It should have been moving
along.
Well,
the argument is these are votes that came in and they all came in at once. But the thing that's the irony of it, every last one of them broke for Biden.
There was not a Trump vote in there.
So we're looking at those listening in, the state of the race of Wisconsin. They're looking at a board. Total presidential votes for each party so far, with 89% of Wisconsin's expected vote counted as of 6:23 a.m. on November 4th. And they're showing you that, guess what? These Democratic votes, all of a sudden, there's a straight line going up because all of a sudden they got a flood of ballots and they were every single one of them were for Biden. They're showing that, the proof.
They all vote, and you do not have a place in any state. Maybe Dixville's notch, where there were five voters at the first thing, and they all five voted for Biden. Maybe there, but not when you have something of 138,000. You don't all break that way. And it still shouldn't be linear, because you have so many counters that are counting across the way that they're all tallying and reporting, and you don't bunch them in and report one thing. So that doesn't look right for the process. It certainly does not look right for the fact that there is no place of 138,000 where you don't have both candidates represented. I mean, even the bluest city, you're still going to have somebody voting for the other party. And so these two things, it would not be a tight race right now had this not occurred. And this looks like it occurred maybe 4:30 in the morning. This is about 6:30 in the morning.
6:23 a.m.
There you go.
Here.
Well, 6:23 here.
So they dumped the ballots in with only Biden votes, 100 and something thousand, 130,000, whatever, at 4 in the morning or 6 in the morning in another place. Just in Michigan, so they could just pull this victory off. Remember back then?
Yeah, it looks like about 4:30 maybe that it shot up here. So those are the two charts, and now you hear that Nevada has shut down. They're suddenly not counting anymore. So there's some crazy stuff going.
Just a reminder of what we've gone through.
If you had to make a prediction, why would they stop counting in Nevada? I mean, people at home are trying to figure out, what? It's the middle of the day. Why would you even stop?
That's what's inexplicable by all logical, by all political counts. It makes no sense at all.
They had to do it all at the same time. Work together. It's one thing they're good at on the illegal side is making sure they get their win, regardless of how bad it makes them look. So good news on the voting side. Nevada Supreme Court rules 7-0 in favor of the voter ID ballot initiative. It's a huge victory for election integrity, spearheaded by Repair the Vote PAC and Keystone board member David Gibbs. Now we need 102,000 plus signatures by June 26 to get this on the 2024 ballot. At least 25,000 plus signatures must come from each of Nevada's four congressional districts. Supporters, well, you can visit KeystoneNevada.com/event, and it's got the -574 4692 to learn how to sign the petition. Way to go. Donald Trump says 2024 is our final battle. With your help, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will drain the swamp, and we will rescue our country from these tyrants and villains once and for all. The great liberation of America begins November 5th, 2024, and the forgotten man and woman will be forgotten no longer. And then he put his website, DonaldJTrump.com. Isn't that something? And so, you know, they're trying to put him away, President Trump, so he can't run, but it's not working too well.
Look, I think that it's very likely this is the only trial that we are going to get before Election Day. And this case is not a slam dunk, which means that Donald Trump may very well not be convicted. Acquitted is the worst case scenario for Democrats because then it's the only trial you have.
Oh, yeah, it's not working out. Slam, not a slam dunk. Donald Trump may very well not be convicted. And of course, he gets to continue to fly around and look where he headed, the Charlotte Veterans Memorial Day at the event. Beautiful to see President Trump saluting. And notice that he didn't bring his arm down at all to look at his watch, like old Biden did when several lost their lives. How disgraceful it was for him as they brought the folks in caskets, and he, Biden, looked at his watch. So President Trump there, knowing how important it was for us to remember all of those who have served and sacrificed their lives for our freedom. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And so he also went over and he basically does a photo op at the NASCAR Coca-Cola 600. And this photo op with those folks there is absolutely amazing. Historical month so far. May 11th, largest New Jersey rally in history, over 107,000 people. May 23rd, 25,000 people at New York rally. May 25th, first president to ever attend the Libertarian Convention. He is doing amazing things. And again, that photo that he took, President Trump comforts Gold Star families at NASCAR race on Memorial Day weekend. Whew. The fact that he wouldn't go there and meet with them just shows you his heart and how much he cares about those who have families who lost family members in battle.
Memorial Day weekend, reflecting and remembering those in attendance, the 45th president of our country, Donald Trump.
That's right. They're not ashamed to state that. Saw this here also. You can see him in front of the crowd, ensuring that folks can see that he is.
You believe so?
Yes. You're going to win North Carolina? I believe so. Pretty much. No, so. And man, I tell you what. The other thing that I wanted to show you today was the fact that when it comes to elections, there's a mass exodus of British politicians. That's right. Unprecedented. Over 120 MPs across all parties literally quitting their jobs. Why? What do they know or think is coming? Buckle up, people. All the MPs standing down at general election as Michael Gove and John Redwood joined the exodus. That's a lot, folks. That is a lot. And I tell you what, it makes you wonder how this is all going to play out and why it's important for President Trump to win this election coming up. The only path to peace is Donald Trump. The United States election matters more to the world. And this is Nigel Farage.
It's more to you than the United Kingdom general election.
No, the American election doesn't matter more to me. It matters more to us. It matters more to the world. We are closer now than we've been at any point since the Cuban Missile Crisis to a serious global war.
Nigel, you're a man who's devoted your political career to the importance of domestic politics, domestic elections, and pushing away foreign interference. You're now saying what happens in a different country matters more to this country than our own politics.
World War III matters more to this country than who wins the next election, yes, absolutely. No question about it. And a weak America, we saw the Biden withdrawal from Kabul. We saw the Taliban taking back over. That was followed by Putin invading Ukraine. The Chinese now rattling their sabers over Taiwan. We're in a very bad place. We have to recognize the leader of the Western world is America. Whether you like him or not, Donald Trump believes in peace through strength. That is good. That must be good for us. So my plan is very simple. The campaign up until July the 4th, very hard for Tice and for reform. And by the way, this is a 6-year campaign we've got. We have got a 6-year plan to become the biggest party in British politics. 6 weeks wasn't enough for me to do both on the national stage and a constituency. But after that, I'll be in America a lot. Trump, whether you love him or hate him, believes in peace through strength. He must win.
He must win. That's the Nigel Farage take. Especially when I got this guy, you know, he walks outside. You would think you'd have screaming folks ready to take a picture with him and talk to him. But old Biden walks out. You've got the natural sound in the background on C-SPAN. It's got his folks walking around pretending to protect him. He could barely hear a whisper. Just traffic and a few coughs. But nobody's screaming to support Biden at all. At all. So we got some more to show you here in a moment, especially when it comes to the jabs. Some amazing news, and I'm going to show you someone who was affected by the pandemic and what they're going to do about it. They've got a way to fight back. Before we get there, I wanted to show you this. Folks, are you struggling with back taxes or unfiled returns? The IRS is escalating collections, adding 20,000 new agents, and sending millions of final demand letters. Well, in these challenging times, your best defense is Tax Network USA. Don't let the IRS take advantage of you. With over 14 years of experience, Tax Network USA has saved their clients over $1 billion in back taxes. No matter your tax issue size, their expertise is your advantage. They specialize in negotiating with the IRS, aiming to reduce your debt significantly. Tax Network USA doesn't just negotiate. They protect your assets from IRS seizures and manage your yearly returns for ongoing compliance. Importantly, they are licensed to help with all state tax issues, regardless of where you live in the United States. The clock's ticking. Don't wait until the IRS steps up its game. Seize control of your financial future now. Go in the description box below and click on that link, tnusa.com/andweknow, or call 1-800-245-6000. Don't let your tax issues overpower you. Again, go in the description box below, tnusa.com/andweknow.
Remember this? I don't know what kind of pandemic it is. If they're firing nurses who are willing to work, I don't know. Doesn't make sense to me. That was 2021. This is 2024, and I got a letter from them. They didn't apologize. They didn't offer me my job with back pay. They just said I can apply. They're letting me know that their policies have changed now, and they're no longer requiring the thing we're not allowed to talk about. How do I feel about that? That's how I feel about that right now. They also went so far as to say in this letter that the federal, state, and local government was making them do this. But let me clarify that for all of you. Kaiser Permanente accepted thousands of religious exemptions. They just didn't accept mine. So you can blame the government all you want, Kaiser, but this one is on you. Follow along for more updates on my case and others like it. And Kaiser, we'll see you in court.
And so I think it's amazing. I actually put her link in the description box below, so that you guys can follow along to make sure you know exactly what is happening with that particular case. And so you know that just about everything I share with you on these videos, you can go below in the description box and you will see all of these play out for you. Okay, and so it's important for you to stay up to date with all of these. And of course, wanted to show you who that is. That's Nurse Tori, Christian Weight Loss Coach, RNRD. Follow me on Instagram, the Tori Jensen. Pretty cool. And so you can jump right over there on X and follow that journey. Way to go. Hope she fights back all of this. Well, the British MP who pushed COVID vaccines on public undergoes quadruple amputation after hands and feet turn black. How many times have we seen this? Now, I know there's some out there that just started watching the show that took the jab, but there's ways for you to get help. Reach out to us. We'll direct you to Dr. Shockley. We'll direct you to other places and resources that can help you detox. Doesn't mean that it works and that it's perfect. You need prayer also. So many were duped into taking this thing. Morgan Spurlock of Supersize Me. Remember that movie where he ate McDonald's every day for 30 days straight, was fully vaccinated to the hilt. He pushed the vaccine on others and said it was the real science. Now he's dead of cancer at barely 53 years old. Turbo cancer. Tried to warn him. Refused to listen. So did many others. There he is making fun of Dollar General. Hey, Dollar General, why don't you actually give your employees the day off with a full day's pay? It could take much longer than 4 hours to get the vaccine. You netted $2 billion last year during the pandemic. And so he's pushing Dollar General. And then, of course, the fact that he got the jab and look what's going on. So other good news. Millions are standing united against global elites. WHO halts the pandemic treaty as millions demand that this be put to a halt. Didn't work, did it? Boy, he's probably very, very disappointed. I think he gave a little speech where he just looks all depressed. Oh, yeah, I've got that right about here. The WHO director, Tedros.
So that's really very important. We have given it your best. And as I said, the issue now is, okay, we are where we are. We have traveled a lot. We have progressed a lot. But where are the bottlenecks? And how can we recalibrate and move? I think that's very important.
Oh, he still wants to make a move. How can we recalibrate? Who's the bottleneck? Who's causing these problems for us to take over the world? Well, if they don't do it one way, they'll try to do it through CBDC, right? The central bank digital currency. Yeah.
Where do we stand?
We central bankers. We have been operating as a monetary anchor in relation to the commercial banks and the private money. If we are not in that game, if we are not involved in experimenting, in innovating in terms of digital central bank money, we risk losing the role of anchor that we have played for many, many decades. And we have historical examples of period where the central bank monetary anchor was not there, and that precipitated crisis after crisis. That certainly was the case at the time of the free banking in the 19th century. Do we want to go back to those days? Probably not. I would say certainly not from our vantage point.
Certainly not from our point. We don't want to go back to, you know, just gold and silver backed money and spending cash. No, we want to control you, control your spending. We want to find out what you're up to, what Christian organizations you're supporting that we don't agree with, what podcast you might be getting items from that we don't want you getting items from. We want to control how much you spend each day. We want to make sure that you're only traveling on an airplane once a year that's only going to go 200 miles. We don't want you going any further than that. We want to control you. We had a chance to talk about that with Dr. Kirk Elliott. If you missed it, it was this past Sunday. Some states are abolishing income taxes on gold and silver. Nebraska declares CBDC is not lawful. And of course, silver is rising. And I encourage you guys to go check out our interview, Dr. Kirk Elliott, amweknow.com/gold. You can actually reach out to Dr. Elliott and his team, and they will have conversations with you to go over all of these things that are important for that parallel economy that's being set up with silver and gold. Absolutely amazing what he has to offer, so I encourage you to check that out. President Trump also had some thoughts about our children.
We believe that Marxism is an evil doctrine straight from the ashes of hell. Having Marxism in our government is intolerable, and teaching it to our children is considered to us child abuse.
Child abuse. Marxism. Straight from the ashes of hell. Intolerable. Teaching it to the children. And the hope is, just like he said a few times, I've heard him mention before, get rid of the NEA, stop having the federal government control these schools, bring it back to the states, start making schools great again. There are many ways that I've offered you guys to, my opinion, I've seen other folks do this already, right? They say there's teachers that they just don't want to work in the schools anymore, but they need a job. Well, how about get 3, 4, 5 families together, hire a teacher, create a nonprofit system. You guys create that school, and you have your children come to a house, set it all up, and you've got your teacher right there is getting paid. Yeah, it could be a nonprofit school. It's ways to do that. Absolutely amazing. Latasha Fields, wife, 17-plus years Christian homeschool educator, parental rights and education advocate, biblical conservative, had some words about this on a recent interview in Chicago.
And so I warn parents that have their kids in public school, your children are the crops that they're picking mm-hmm. from.
Because okay. they can't change our minds.
They can't do theirs. Because you're outsourcing them. Mm-hmm. And so they have, unfortunately, too much autonomy, too much control over your children. And then also here in Illinois, with this insatiable appetite to destroy our children, they have the audacity to be dumbing them down.
Yeah, because all your schools are failures.
This is an epidemic here in the state of Illinois.
So, but you're now bringing in tens of thousands of students are coming into your public schools, and now you're going to, and you probably, I'd love to hear your numbers mm-hmm. of how many students, and then you have, and I know that we're focusing in on, you have a large majority of Venezuelans, but in the United States Border Patrol arrest data, we have over 180 nations out of 195 nations have been arrested. So what's coming to Chicago is multiple other languages with multiple other dialects. So you're gonna need 20, 30, 40 English as second language teachers. Where are you gonna find them? And they're very expensive.
Yes, so from the academic side, so that was the perversion side.
Right.
So from the academic side in Chicago, well, for the state of Illinois, you have where it's only approximately 37% of children are able to read throughout the state. So the whole state is devastating.
That's unbelievable.
Yes. And then in math, the whole state, only 27% are proficient. And then when you come to Chicago, because my sisters and brothers just gave an awesome trajectory of where we at in terms of the population in this state. And so the majority of blacks are in the city of Chicago. Okay. And so in CPS public schools, you have 35% black students, and that has been a decline, which is to be applauded. And so I've been watching the enrollment status for the last 5 years, and thank God blacks are coming out of Chicago public school. It has been a continual decline in terms of our population in the school. So as of 2023-2024, this school year is 35%. The whole population of CPS is 323,000 and some change. Okay. 35% of that, we're looking at 113,000 and some change in terms of black students that are in CPS public school. Okay. Of that 113,000, approximately 83% are not reading on grade level.
That's astounding.
It's
so you're
it makes
17%
me,
that's proficient.
That's only proficient. And 92% of that same 113,000, 92% are not proficient in math. And then we have a teachers union here, the CTU, that continually continually negotiate and advocate before our national's children. Now, the percentage of them,
why?
I mean, is what we all know. It is the replacement. It is just, it's a genocide. It's really a genocide on black people. It is to completely annihilate us, completely wipe us out. And it's another form of slavery.
I'd like to just stop. Why do you think they want to wipe you out?
This is treason.com. That's where they posted this. And what's happening to children across America is astonishing, how they're able to get by with this for so many years. I would love to see prayer back in schools, the Bible back in school, and more brought back to the local level. Start hiring teachers that actually care about their students. There's many teachers that do care. Many send in emails and say, you know what, I'm doing the best I can and working hard, and we actually have a great school, and there are some. But this is heartbreaking what they're doing to the children in that city. Latasha's letting us know the breakdown of how this is playing out. Dan Scavino dropped the crumbs, dropping a wall, a well-calculated air coordination stunt near miss. So if you're looking at your screen, Dan Scavino dropped that near miss video clip at 13:32. 22-second video. Amazing. So in that, can the National Guard work in coordination with the Marines? Do conditions need to be satisfied to authorize? The masses tend to panic in such situations. No war, no civil unrest, clean and swift. The other comm, 13:32, drop. What you're about to learn, fellow patriots, should not only scare you, but intensify your resolve to take back control, freedom. The information that will become public will further demonstrate the criminal and corrupt, pure evil abuse of power that the Hussein administration undertook in joint efforts with domestic and foreign dignitaries. The snowball has been begun rolling. There is no stopping it now. D5. Stay the course and trust the plan. Protective measures are in place. Remain brave. We knew this day would come. United we stand, worldwide. That United is happening, Bronx, New Jersey, libertarians, Democrats, Republicans, they're all starting to support freedom. We fight conspiracy no more. Thank you, Grasshopper, for catching that. Part of this battle is the psyops being played on everyone day in and day out in so many ways, especially on those that want to control us through entertainment. There was somebody who showed up at the Cannes Festival, and as they went in, they were not allowed. One of the young ladies was trying to unroll her dress, which I believe had a picture of one of the actors in a movie playing the role of Jesus Christ. Or look at that on your screen. You see that she had that on her dress. As she displayed this dress, the panic of all the demonic possessed people around, and the, I'm just going to throw this out there for all those that might believe it, but reptilian folks, these lizard people, they freaked out because they don't want the name of Jesus flaunted anywhere. Now, I'm not a big proponent of putting a picture of Jesus Christ's face anywhere. That's just who I am on a personal level, because I don't think we should have any graven image of any gods, no gods before me. But some folks are really into that, and I don't go around telling people like a policeman, no, you can't do that. I'm just telling you how I think. But you know what? In this case, I see what she's trying to do. And these guys went into panic mode when they saw the picture of Jesus Christ on her dress. And watch what they do to her. You ready? For those listening, not watching, they grab the dress and they're trying to cover up the face of Jesus Christ. And then there's a lady next to her pushing her with her arm, trying to get her to hurry up and move. And they don't want to show that picture. She grabs the dress. Actress Maciel Taveras. She had the portrait of Jesus Christ on her dress at the red carpet. She keeps trying to get it unrolled, and she's upset because they won't let her do it. They keep trying to push her up the stairs. And she says no. And she's screaming and she's letting them know no. And she's unraveling that dress. She shakes it with authority and she wants people to see it. And there's a lady next to her who keeps grabbing her hand and keeps pushing her. And she's like, leave me alone. Quit touching me. And watch this. Ready? She keeps saying, one moment. I'm going to show this dress. And she waves. The lady tries to touch her one more time and watch what she does. She grabs her. And that actor pushes her away. Don't touch me. Again. That's a fighter. That's a fighter. A lot of weird things going on at that Cannes Festival. Since when are people held hostage there? Look at the Ukrainian model at the Cannes Festival. How they grab her. It looks like she's trying to get away, and they're holding her hostage and will not let her leave. Why? What's going on at these demonic rituals that play out in these places like the Cannes Festival? Remember, we had Weinstein, who was worshipped. They had to. It's almost like there was a requirement that Hollyweird had to worship him and had to give him praise, even though we know now he's one of the most evil men doing nasty and terrible things to people and women and more. And just a reminder of what they had to do in their worship of him. Here's some of it for you.
My friends at Miramax for making this film, especially Harvey. And Harvey, thank you for killing whoever you had to kill to get me up here today. And to Harvey Weinstein, the tough guy on the playground with the biggest heart. Thank you for saying you do anything for your friends, and you always do. Thank you.
And then Harvey Weinstein.
And Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey and Bob Weinstein. Everyone.
Thank you, Harvey Weinstein.
I want to thank Harvey and Bob Weinstein.
My agent, Kevin Uvane, and God, Harvey Weinstein. The Punisher. Old Testament, I guess.
Especially the bomber Weinstein, my godfather.
Is it better than I do?
Sometimes I call him Jennifer. It's a pet name.
Okay.
I would like to thank Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein, who believed in us and made this movie.
Harvey, thank you to Harvey.
Harvey Weinstein for his commitment.
And to Harvey Weinstein and everyone at Miramax.
These Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein and Lawrence Bender and...
Harvey and Bob Weinstein. You also break my heart with your uncensored passion.
But I have to thank Harvey Weinstein. And... Thank you, sir.
And of course, Harvey, who first took me on 20 years ago when I was a mere... child sensation.
I want to thank the Mishpucha Weinstein. Mazel tov.
Yeah. Just a reminder of what these guys have to go through. Tentacles that are wrapped around them. And we've covered that in detail. We're in a battle day in and day out for our freedoms, for our elections, and so many have been affected throughout this earth, and we've got this huge wake-up call that's been happening to all of us. Now, I'm going to show you a video, and I warn you, I like the words and the passion behind this. The video can get a little bit gruesome at times, as it's going to show you some demons that are getting taken out. So for those that can handle that, fine, but those that can't handle the knights and the angels taking out the demonic beings, I'm just warning you, you might not want to watch, but listen only to this powerful words.
I am a soldier in the army of my God. The Lord Jesus Christ is my commanding officer. The Holy Bible is my code of conduct. Faith, prayer, and the Word are my weapons of warfare. I have been taught by the Holy Spirit trained by experience, tried by adversity, and tested by fire. I am a volunteer in this army. I am enlisted for eternity. I will not get out, sell out, be talked out, or pushed out. I am a soldier. I am not a baby. I do not need to be pampered, petted, primed up, pumped up, picked up, or pepped up. Because I am a soldier. No one has to call me, remind me, write me, visit me, entice me, or lure me, because I am a soldier. No one has to send me flowers, gifts, food, cards, candy, or give me handouts. I do not need to be cuddled, cradled, cared for, or catered to. I am committed. I am a soldier. I cannot be discouraged enough to turn me aside. I cannot lose enough to cause me to quit. I will win. I am more than a conqueror. I will always triumph. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me.
So we will stop there. I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. This spiritual battle that's playing out around us, we need protection, folks. You can imagine the enemy and what they're up to, but we do not fear the enemy. We fear the Lord who can send us into a bottomless pit forever. He's got that ability. We must turn to him, and I give you the opportunity to do that today. 2 Timothy 2:3-5, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a good soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. Again, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for all that you continue to do in and through our lives, for the amazing revelations that are playing out in front of us day in and day out, for watching so many realize the lies that we've been told for so many years, for decades, for hundreds of years about our past. You're letting us discover these things, and more folks are starting to open up your love letter, the Word of God, each day. What a great revival that is happening in the hearts of many people as they turn the hardness of their hearts away, and you turn our hearts into something soft and moldable and available to you. We know that you don't want our ability, but you want our availability. You're an amazing God, and we just praise you, and we give you all the honor, the praise, and glory that you deserve, and we ask you for protection over our families, protection over those who want to destroy us, destroy our minds, protection against this enemy who wants to ruin our lives and our families. Oh, how we need you. Without you, we can do nothing. What an amazing God we serve. We ask all this in the name of your Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for your love and your prayers, your guidance, your support. Please hit the follow button if you have an opportunity, and the subscribe button if you haven't done that. And hit share if you would. Really appreciate that. And again, just want to remind you, if you haven't done so and you're waiting, please jump on board with us. We'll see you in August and have a blast at our family reunion in Alaska. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Him We Know. Signing out.
People marched for freedom and people marched for equality, and they added something called standards to our flag. Now it's up to you to not only live up to those standards and honor the sacrifice, but add something to the flag. Semper Fidelis.